This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can you close me up on what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And are you that exceptional American? Listen, let's have a frank discussion about you. Yeah, you. You right now with your hands in the 10 and 2 position with your seatbelt firmly tightened down around your waist. Welcome to the show. But let's talk about you for a minute. Do you feel exceptional or unexceptional? Do you feel like you can make a difference? Well, let's stop feeling like you can, and let's just do make a difference. Do what you can. First thing that you need to do is gear up and listen to this radio show. We'll get you in shape. We'll tell you what to do and how to do it and when to do it, and then you can tell other people when to do things and how to do them too. Anyway, so welcome to the show. A lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and also newcaliforniastate.com. newcaliforniastate.com, a lot of things going on. We're going to talk quite a bit about New California. And, of course, we're going to spend a little bit of time in this segment, this block. It's called the A block. After the block of commercial, will be the B block and the C block. The D block. We have E block. E verify. I'm just kidding. You will get e-verified in the fifth block here. Anyway, we've got some very, very interesting things going on relative to Donald J. Trump. Defying gravity. This is kind of interesting because I knew that. Listen, I said this was going to happen, and here it is. People like the tough-talking Trump. They like him. I'm telling you. And it's going to be an absolute roll. I mean, the red tide is in. The red tide, I say. You know, have you ever seen red tide? It's really kind of, check it out at night. It's phosphorescent. Seriously, red tide. It's a very, very caustic, though, to living things. It just creates quite a few toxins for the water. Will poison living things. And since you're a living thing, I don't suggest going out in the red tide. Some people, surfers do it. They go out there at nighttime. And it's a luminescent. It's kind of interesting. It's like there's, you know, your feet are being illuminated in the water. It's very, very interesting how that works. Phytoplankton. Anyway. Oh, I know there's always like a little biology little thing going on in my shows lately. What's up with that? I think I'm just sort of oozing biology since I taught it for so many years. Okay, now, MSNBC panel reacts to Trump's bump in approval rating post-Helsinki. He defies political gravity. See, I told you. I told you. Now, listen. This is not your run-of-the-mill survey. No. This is the Wall Street Journal NBC poll. Dun, dun, dun. You can say, you know, anyway. This is, okay, listen, I got to tell you something. I am really bothered. These people know my number. They know me because I'm talking about the, who's ever delivering the web content for this particular story. There's all these advertisements that are flying in front of me, tempting me. Tempting me, I tell you. It's terrible. With drums and drum sets and drum activity. You know, drummers. You know, coming from a line of dummers myself. I understand the dumbing thing, the drummer thing. I'm sorry, I got it confused. So I'm getting these little flashes. I buy a snare drum for $98. Snare drum for $98. And sticks to go along with it for another $35. Great, great, great. So I'm getting in drum sets and stands. And anyway, so we're done with that. But let's get back to political gravity. Defying political gravity is pounding your snare drum with your drumstick and it bounces back up. That's political gravity, but that's what's going on with the president. And again, I said this. I'm slapping myself on the back because I think I deserve. I'm just kidding. But to me, I think it's anybody and their mother can see that. People like a strong leader, a decisive leader, and a man who follows up and says he's going to do something, he does it. Donald J. Trump does that. And now people are liking it and they're reflecting, I believe, their opinions properly in the survey. Now, I'm not a big truster. I'll say this. I am not a big truster of various and sundry surveys. And I'm not really a truster of this one, which is the NBC Wall Street Journal poll. However, what marks it in the sand for me is the fact that it does come from this, and they're supporting Trump. Now, so that's telling. It's very either that's legit or it's not. If it's not legit, but they're reporting it like this, I'm still wondering, whoa, that's a turnaround. Now, if it is legit and they're reporting it like this, I'm like going, that's another little turnaround now, isn't it? They're being honest in the media. But if they're being dishonest, that tells you something else. If they're being dishonest, they're sending a signal. I think we're coming from the media complex here. We like Trump. Our survey we took, we like Trump. Or it could be from the people. They actually went out and did a legitimate survey, and the people are saying, we like Trump. Either way on this survey, because I'm, again, not a real fan of the Wall Street Journal NBC poll. I am a fan of the USC, whatever it is, it's a USC something poll. And also, I am a pretty big fan of Rasmussen. So that's where I come from. So President, this is what's going on. It's been a week of brutal criticism aimed at President Trump. But according to a new Wall Street Journal NBC poll, Trump's poll numbers are actually up. I hate it when this happens. President Trump's approval rating edged higher during a week in which he faced withering criticism following a summit with President of Russia Vladimir Putin, signaling that he is positioned to weather the latest controversy sparked by his unusual brand of politics. Listen, he did a great job. And the people are responding. This is what I was saying last week, that the media just doesn't get it. NBC, ABC, and CBS. Now they're going to have to get it the hard way because people that you're actually using on your own air that you're paying for. I mean, I'm talking to people like CNN. If you're a media company, you pay for the air you broadcast. There's no question about it. Nothing is for free. Nothing is for free, even the air you broadcast over. President Donald Trump's approval ratings edged higher during a week in which he faced withering criticism for following a summit with Vladimir Putin, signaling that he is positioned to weather the latest controversy sparked by his unusual brand of politics, the Wall Street Journal reported. They added this: Mr. Trump's job approval rose to 45% in a new Wall Street Journal news poll, the highest mark of his presidency, and up 1 percentage point from June. See, we saw this and posted this sort of thing going on. Was it last week? We had some stories about this. It says, in addition, a whopping 88% of Republicans approve of how Trump is doing his job. Now, I don't need to tell you what that means. It says, in addition, it says, speaking during MSNBC's panel Sunday night, Kevin McLaughlin of Cogent Strategies Principal explained that one reason his poll numbers didn't sag is that Russia doesn't seem to matter much in Trump world. Okay. McLaughlin, his dad was probably the McLaughlin from the McLaughlin Report. He also said while Trump's Putin antics may have played badly in the Acela corridor of the East Coast, they do not translate into flyover country. All right, sister, we know where you're coming from. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Please visit our website at agenda21radio.news and also MyPillow. We'll be right back.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Polling just out about the president and his handling of all things Russia in light of his historic summit. And Senator Richard Blumenthal joins us as Paul Manafort's trial gets ready to start. And Michael Cohen drops his first mixtape. Plus, this time last Sunday, we were talking to Bill Browder about the summit with Putin. He's going to join us live again tonight after the Russian president name-checked him on the world stage. And later, states of play. Democrats are serious about taking back the Senate. Heidi Heitkamp will have to hold on to North Dakota. We have new reporting on why it could be tariffs, not
Good
Russia,
luck, Heidi.
That make the difference there. But first, it's hard to believe that this time last week we were previewing the president's meeting with Vladimir Putin.
There we go.
But of course, we are apparently living in a different space-time continuum here in 2018, where even gravity works differently. But more on that in a moment. All of that happened before Friday, when the New York Times dropped that bombshell report about Michael Cohen and his recording of President Trump. Then came Saturday, when the DOJ made the documents about surveilling former Trump campaign aide Carter Page public. And don't forget about Paul Manafort, whose trial begins this week in Virginia, along with the reminder that the president's former campaign chairman has been sitting in jail for over a month as he prepares to face a jury. But back to that part about gravity. The president's approval rating is ticking up, not down. A brand new poll from NBC News and the Wall Street Journal conducted before and after the Helsinki summit shows the president approval rating at 45%. That is up 1 point from June. Among Republicans, that number is 88%, the highest of his entire presidency. With that, I would like to welcome in my panel. Joining me on set, NBC News national security and justice reporter Julia Ainslie, Washington correspondent for BBC World News America and MSNBC contributor Caddy Kay, and GOP strategist and principal at Cogent Strategies, Kevin McLaughlin. Thank you all for being here. Kevin, I would like to start with you because I would like you to please explain why it is that 88% of Republicans now approve of President Trump, especially considering that what we saw unfold over this week contradicts so much of Republican orthodoxy for so many years.
One thing I think that President Trump has shown us through his campaign and throughout now in polling is what I took away from the 2016 election is the American people want authenticity. You may not like what authenticity it is. You may not like what he's saying or how he's doing it, but he doesn't back down from it. And I believe that actually when he goes out and does these events, we'll call them, it actually helps him in flyover country. I think that a lot of the outrage you see is in the Acela corridor where we all live and work. And I mean, when you get outside of here, yes, people will say like he's a knucklehead or they'll say stuff like that. But by and large, you'll see people say like, I understand that some of the things he's doing could hurt me personally, but we all have to make sacrifices.
So is he right when he basically says he could walk down Fifth Avenue and shoot people and people would still stand with him? I mean,
I think
is
it was
there any
prescient.
Line?
I really do think it was very prescient because I do think he kind of has that. He defies political gravity. I was thinking the exact same thing.
Yeah, I mean, the poll number that struck me actually was a poll that came out earlier last week, the Reuters poll that said only 32% of Republicans believe that Russia meddled in the 2016 election. So they do not agree with the assessment of the American intelligence community. And for Republicans to say, we actually don't believe the CIA, the FBI, and the NSA, we are siding with the president on this, is fairly remarkable. I think the one thing that's going to is the divergence is the prospect of tariffs. I mean, you do see signs that Republican voters are still not comfortable with that, and Republican Party is still not comfortable with that. Mm-hmm. And if those tariffs start hitting the president, that could be an area. It's not going to be Russia. It's going to be the economy.
And I would say that's very true. And I think that when you look at Gallup tracking, Russia doesn't even register on the radar for what people care about. I mean, they are literally, it's not even close to like a top 15-ish.
And they don't care about what? They do not care about Mueller and the Russian collusion story. I'm telling you, we don't care about it. People in America do not care. They recognize it that, listen, what Mueller, they don't understand. They're living in a time warp. The time warp is, they're right in the middle of the time warp is this. everybody has outsmarted them in America who has a tablet, who has a handheld. Quick research just reveals everything so quickly. That's my point. See what I'm saying? And so the people get it, but these people that work on the other team, they don't get it at all. Double standards and all that good stuff, right? Just a few things. Got an article here I wanted to read to you about Kevin DeLeon. And we had a live stream going on that I'll maybe play a little bit here in a second of the work that we did on Saturday. Ah, here we go. From the Orange County Register newspaper. This is, this is of national import. Kevin DeLeon, he is a communist. He is a member of La Raza. He hates America. He's here to destroy it. That's just Kevin DeLeon. I can say that with complete confidence that what I'm telling you is the truth. He's a racist bigot who hates white people. And I suspect strongly black people. Okay, that's just the way he rolls. And he's the Senate pro tem of California State Senate. Oh boy. Now, he was just endorsed last week. I mean, you talk about Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, okay, the socialist communist that just won out there in New York. Okay, Kevin DeLeon is the male counterpart on the left coast. That's how I believe they felt that they get away with this. And at the time, when she was kind of going all that crazy and everything, we were talking about her, and I said at the time that Ocasio, she could actually become a conservative, because I think she's got a lot of the technical strengths to become a conservative. Now, she's really, really hard-pressed to understand anything about policy or historical perspective, anything like that. So she's got an obvious weak spot. She may be knocked off there by the Republican because she is so weak. But my point is this. Give her some seasoning and some time. I think she'll end up a conservative. Oh, my God. Yes, I do. I think it's because the party left her behind. That's just my opinion. That's just the way I roll on these things. So you got Kevin DeLeon, though. And Kevin DeLeon, Senate pro tem, the progressives, the radicals on the left, those that want to destroy California, those that are trying so hard to push all this legislation through that's tying everybody's hands in the totalitarian nature, he's one of the big kingpins. Now, he's easily, clearly a puppet because he's not a bright man. And everybody gets it. He's just being puppeted along. That's what this guy's about. Now, Javier Becerra is a little bit different kind of creature. Oh, yeah, he's the different one. But if you take a look at Kevin DeLeon, he's got some things that really are troubling. It says Kevin DeLeon's blah, blah, blah. Okay. It's almost like a quiet confession that socialism has been wrong the whole time. In California, the left is fighting to bail out the rich. Wow. Bail out the rich. Three bills pending in Sacramento would allow the highest earning Californians to get around the federal tax reform's new $10,000 limit on the deductibility of state and local sales taxes. Two of the bills were authored by State Senator Kevin DeLeon of Los Angeles, the termed out Senate leader who is running to the left of Dianne Feinstein for the U.S. Senate this November. The other was introduced by Assemblyman Autumn Burke of Inglewood, whose liberal credentials are in evidence in her legislative scorecard ratings: 93% for the California Labor Federation, 96% for lifetime floor votes, and 30% from the California Manufacturers. So the Republicans and the conservatives don't like her. Well, you know, we have a monoparty system. Remember that in California, one party, one system. One governor, one dictator, and welcome to California. Now it's time to turn over your wallets. If these three bills had been introduced by Republicans, Democrats would be on television every day denouncing the bills, the authors, the party, the president, the rich, and the capitalism generally. See, that's my point. Instead, you probably haven't heard a word about them. I sense gut in a man. That's just my opinion. Senate Bill 227 by Leon, Kevin De Leon, originally would have created a charity called the California Excellence Fund. Now, isn't this interesting? The California Excellence Fund. What in the world is the California Excellence Fund? Then donations would earn the giver a dollar-for-dollar credit on state sales tax, transforming a state tax payment into a charitable contribution that was fully deductible on the taxpayer's federal income tax evasion or invasion. Tax invasion. Tax returns. Anyway, the bill has been modified in an apparent effort to match the characteristics of much smaller programs in other states that the IRS and courts have allowed. Currently, SB 227 would set up a charity within county treasuries, and that the state tax credit for donations would be 85% instead of 100%. Playing around, Kevin De Leon. Man, I got to get going here. Kevin De Leon says, created a charity. Now, see, this is, okay, you got to be wondering about this. You pass a bill to create a charity, a 501c3? See, this is what I don't like about these private-public partnerships, because that's what this is going to be. Senate Bill 227 by De Leon originally would have created a charity called the California Excellence Fund within the state's general fund. Then donations would earn the giver of a dollar-for-dollar credit on state taxes, transforming a state tax payment into a charitable contribution that was fully deductible on a taxpayer's federal income tax return. Man, see, this is how they operate, really. The California Air Resources Board operates this way. They write a bill like AB 32 and it allows for a nonprofit to be a governing portion, a nonprofit with non-elected officials. Okay, non-elected officials that grow an entity and a bureaucracy designed primarily to find people and also to fund themselves by way of, fines and penalties and taxes and fees, since they have the apparent authority. And I say apparent because I think it has to be. None of this has been tried in the courts about the lawfulness of these kind of organizations like the California Air Resources Board, which is really nasty. They've just done some terrible damage to the trucking business and industry out here and so many other things, including me. I had to write a $42,000 check to these clowns one time. For a business thing. It says, so you pay your bills, you pay your tax, and then, hey, we're going to take some of that money and put it over in a charitable organization. Get it? The bill has been modified in an apparent effort to match the characteristics of much smaller bills. A second bill by De Leon, SB 539, would expand the existing college access tax credit. Mm-hmm. Taxpayers who contribute to the California Education Facilities Authorization. Jesus, this is about as corrupt as it gets. Is this, who wrote this? Oh, well, it's the Orange County Register. Wow. God, this is outrageous. Okay, so listen to this. Okay, this is how, I'm going to read this again. This is outrageous. A second bill by De Leon, SB 539, would expand the existing college access tax credit. Taxpayers who contribute to the California Education Facilities Authority would receive a state tax credit equal to 75% of their donation. You know who the California Education Facilities Authority is? This represents the builders who build schools. I mean, basically what they're doing here is they're opening up the kitty of the California Treasury, which there's no money there. But when money does come in, it gets guaranteed to go over this nonprofit for our friends who operate the nonprofit, like the California Education Facilities Nonprofit Organization. Does that make sense to you? This is outrageous. And I have not complimented the Orange County Register for years. Oh, no. Something is in the water. Something is in the water. I just have to tell you that. Okay, back in 1992 when I was down in Orange County and they were asking me to become part of the Republican, Central Committee. And I was going, yeah, I'm young. I'll do it. I was younger. Come on. I'm older now. I said, yeah, put me in, coach. I'll do it. And then I realized that the system was being scammed. The Republicans really weren't there to elect or reelect at the time George Bush. It was all about Bill Clinton. That's what the party turned into. And I said, I'm out of here. And I quit the Republican Party because I saw the charade back then. And I did not rejoin the Republican Party until I was forced to register, because in California you can't just be a person who's unregistered as a party affiliate. You have to claim a party affiliate. Okay, so I had to rearrange my schedule, and I went down, and I did become a member of the Republican Party again after my hiatus from 1992, so I could vote for Donald Trump. Now, so we got the system now that we're, and I'm going to go back to the Orange County. I have never sang the praises of the Orange County Register since then, because they were scamming the system too, the Orange County Register. They were part of the problem. I got the media thing. The media complex then was part of what was going on there to shake the people down and to fool the people in 1992. Didn't work for me. That's when I quit. So now I'm back. But now I've got. Do I really say how? What a great reporting! I'm stunned. That's why I'm looking at this article. Are they really saying this? They're really reporting the truth. That is just, again, something is happening in the miasma of all the politics in California and the nation. It's the Trump effect. It is. They make is this an editorial? I got an opinion. It is. It's the opinion. Okay, I'm sorry. By Susan Shelley. I got to call her. I got to congratulate her. Gosh, is the Orange County Register back as a conservative rag? Is the big question, because they turned liberal so badly. With Clinton in the 90s, it went liberal. I'm telling you, people kept on for years saying, oh, they're conservative, Orange County. BS. They dropped that moniker years ago. Now it's back. This opinion says something. That's why I'm stunned. I'm stunned to find gambling going on here. They've found gambling going on here. So anyway, they got this crazy bill and tax credits and things like that. They're opening up the kitty. The coffers. So they go on to say, it says, the undisguised purpose of these three bills is to help high-income Californians pay less in federal taxes. Why? Because California needs rich people. They're paying the bills for a lot of other people. That's right. That's exactly right. And that's going to get into the next thing we're going to talk about. That's not usually what you hear from politicians who court the Bernie Sanders voters. The usual line is more like down with the 1%. But if the 1% choose to move to a state with lower taxes, they have 49 options, California's general fund will look like a meteor crater. Ho-ho! Now they're using Chris Street's language, which is what we're talking about with New California. The meteor is coming to California. And in my next article, I'm going to pin that on them. 2/3 of the revenue in the state's general fund comes from personal income tax. And in 2016, the state's top 1% of tax filers paid 45.8% of it, according to the data from the Franchise Tax Board. Socialists would have you believe that wealth is created by the working class, while the rich are merely parasites and exploiters. The Save the Rich bills in California tell a different story. It turns out that a lot of people make money by creating something of value that doesn't exist before. This is just straight conservatism here. I'm shocked to see conservatism going on here right now, right before my very eyes. If they leave, they will create something of value, something else, somewhere else. Duh! Why do you think we're doing New California? Anyway, but I'm glad this is coming from the Register, because, after all, Orange County is in New California. That's the secret that socialists have always known, and now so do you. This is great. Okay, so that's, now that begs another part of what I'm talking about here. Uh-huh. Because, as we have been saying, another article comes out. And this is from the California, this is from CalMatters.org, a very reputable organization, CalMatters.org. And this is where we talk about that meteor crater. The meteor is getting brighter and brighter and brighter in the sky. And this is what's going to cause New California to become created. And this is the lead-in title to the story. California teacher pension debt swap school budgets. Swamps school budgets. Now listen to this. Faced with a pension debt crisis. Really? Is that true? Oh, I'm shocked. Listen. Hello, this is part of my income, by the way. About 35% of my income we're talking about here. Teacher pension debt swamps school budgets. This is the beginning. This article in the Orange County Red, and this one today, right here, which came out yesterday afternoon. K-12 education is what it is. Tell the future of what's going to happen to California and why we need to be prepared as new Californians. Why we had our constitutional convention last week. We're going to talk about this tomorrow. Actually, we're going to get the big dude on the radio with us. By the way, tomorrow, Judge Jeanine Pirro, Fox News, will be our guest. I just thought I'd throw that out. Yeah, we got a break coming up. We come back from the break, we're going to talk about some real stuff that happened on Saturday. But, we're going to come back to this because this is really the big deal. In terms of what New California is all about in California. California's not going to get its act together. It's got way too many problems. It's going to have to reform itself. But reform itself by a complete breakdown? Yeah, I think so. They have to get rid of the Constitution they have. No sense in having a legislative calendar 11 months per year every year. Think about that. How much work can get done? Created then done.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-826-1132. That's 800-826-1132. Again, 800-826-1132.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
He is with us. They are with us. That's no mistake, ladies and gentlemen. That is no mistake. What did they want to get away from? Are you ready for this? The major statement in that document is they wanted to get away from the centralized government of Mexico. And they use a lot of the verbiage when you read it by comparison side to side to the U.S. Declaration of Independence as well. This movement of independence was sweeping the world. And certainly it started right in Mexico, or in the New World, and then started spreading into other countries as well. It's a very, very powerful instrument. You see why they don't want the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, and Bill of Rights taught in our schools today?
Wow. Yes.
Do you get it?
Yeah.
It's exactly why. I saw it. I bore witness to this. A deliberate suppression. How many teachers saw this out there? Yeah, there's some teachers who understand this. Saw it. Deliberate suppression. Still going on. And guess what? It's now out. It's here. And they have another problem. It's called New California.
Amen.
Some people wonder where we get the red star that's on the banner back there and also the red star on the California flag. This came from the Californios. Their flag was a giant white banner that you see there. That's the original one that was over Sonoma. That was a red star on there, a bright red star. There's one flag that's still in existence, and it's at the Gene Autry Museum. They will not allow me to actually share a picture of it with you. There's copyright, and they will not allow me to do that. I don't know what the secret is. But you know what? We got a red star right there.
Yeah.
That is our,
that's our ancestry.
The next thing that happened was the second Declaration of Independence, which is the Ida Proclamation. And this is the Bear Flag Rebellion, and that's where they got the bear. That's where they got the term republic in California. The republic, of course, we were a nation for 22 days. Texas was also a republic. There's only two republics in the nation, in the 50 states, California and Texas. That's why they share the same lone star. You notice that all the flags have stars on them. And by the way, there's 50 stars, about to be 51 stars on the American flag.
Yes!
The star is there for liberty and hope and freedom. That's what it's there for. All the flags all around the world that have these kind of stars have that. Because, you know, it was the Philippines, it was also places in other parts of Asia that all put up the stars, didn't they? And that came from the American Declaration of Independence. Okay, this is the schedule of events I was talking about. We've got the county acquisitions going on, 51 have been contacted.
Well, you're getting a little bit of a primer as to what happened during Saturday's first constitutional convention ever to be held since 1861. Now, there's been other constitutional conventions, for those states that came out of territories. But this is the first time since 1861 that a constitutional convention was ever put out there for a new state to be formed from a pre-existing state, which is exactly what happened in 1861 when this happened the last time with Virginia separating, or West Virginia separating from Virginia. That's what we're doing here in this meeting. This is a convention designed to start and kick off. This is the first day. There's going to be more days of this, more meetings. This is the first day, but we will be creating our own constitution for New California. And we started Saturday. And what did we get out of this? Well, first of all, we got the adoption. We got our government together. We have the operating system now together. We have an executive branch. We have a legislative branch, a bicameral form of governance. The counties all had to select/elect assembly members and senators. Each state or each county has their own senator. And right now, by allocation, and not by complete allocation yet, this is all going to have to be worked through the system, but by allocation, we have two assembly members in each county. That's just to start off. You know, we call this the potted plant training wheel assembly and Senate, bicameral legislature. Because we're all in training. You know, we don't have any real power, real authority like a state government would. We're just forming our state government so that when we make applications, we're ready to govern ourselves. We're proving that we can govern ourselves. And in fact, Saturday we prove we can do just that. Not only did we swear in assembly members and did we swear in senators, we actually set up in the afternoon session our government. We introduced our executive branch. We introduced our bicameral legislature. And we actually passed two resolutions, joint resolutions, worked out by the assembly and by the Senate. And each one, they came together and they had a vote on two resolutions. And the resolutions were stunning. The first one was the adoption. We resolved to adopt the Declaration of Independence as written from January 15, 2018 for New California. And then the second one was the preamble of the Constitution, which we adopted. And in the preamble of the Constitution, we did a third thing. We made sure that God was mentioned in the preamble. Three legislative accomplishments on the first day. New California is alive.
Two, one, one, zero.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-826-1132. That's 800-826-1132. Again, 800-826-1132.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. Yeah, we got a lot of things going on, and excitement is building for New California. Big, big excitement. You know, it's kind of really strange. The things are just falling right into place, you know, for New California and the rest of the nation. And it's, these things are happening. I mean, we never thought for, you know, we thought we'd have 50 people at this thing. We got 150. I mean, a little less, I think it's a little less than 150. I've got some, I know we had over 140 and 145, but we have a couple people we're trying to track down whether they were there or not there, or what, you know, because some people were coming in and out, you know. So, but we had to definitely set up a bunch more tables, which we hadn't expected. So, and that really drove, that put the number right up there. So, but it's around that number, and we got some more things to figure out with, you know, the whole night or the whole afternoon. But it was wonderful, absolutely epic, historic moment on the 21st of July, 2018 in Harris Ranch in Coalinga, California. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And make sure you visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and, of course, newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com, because, you know, it is, it's pretty amazing stuff that's happening here in New California. And it is happening. The thing is, it's happening. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website at agenda21radio.news and newcaliforniastate.com. And Stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We are Cindy Dow and SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.